When it comes to the seven different trucking company safety score categories in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's Compliance Safety and Accountability Program, the one that carries the most weight is called the crash indicator. The bad news is this means any reportable crash a trucking company is involved in, even those where they were not at fault, will be counted against their federal safety scores. The good news is after intense trucking industry and political pressure, truckers now have some recourse. This is Eyes on the Road, a podcast series from Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass, toll payment services, and trucking safety technology. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thanks for tuning in. In this installment, we're wrapping up a two-part series that began in our previous episode. It's entitled, It's Not My Fault. In part one, we examine data queues, the system set up for the trucking industry that people can use to challenge what they feel are inaccurate results from truck inspections performed by law enforcement officers. In this installment, we're looking at something else trucking operations may want to challenge, non-preventable crashes that are on their federal safety records, and a program that was recently set up by the FMCSA for this sole purpose. Joining me by phone is former FMCSA Deputy Administrator Warren Heyman. He was with the agency more than 10 years ago. He's also a past Senior Vice President with the American Trucking Associations. Now he's a consultant to PrePass. Warren, it's good to have you here.
Thanks, Evan.
So, Warren, what is the name of this program set up by the FMCSA that allows trucking companies to challenge these so-called non-preventable crashes, and what does it do?
The name of the program is the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program, and it is intended to allow carriers and drivers to challenge crashes that are listed on their CSA scores and say, those were not my fault.
Warren, you just mentioned this is a demonstration program. Exactly what is FMCSA seeking to demonstrate?
Well, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for many years has held that all crashes, regardless of fault, regardless of preventability, should be counted against the motor carrier and against the driver. Here they are giving us an opportunity to demonstrate that crashes do happen to good truckers, that they do happen in a non-preventable manner.
Before we go any further, let me get you to explain something I think that's key to understanding this program. What is the difference, according to FMCSA, between reportable and non-reportable truck crashes, as well as a preventable truck crash and a non-preventable truck crash, and how they affect federal safety scores?
Well, certainly, Evan. Let's start with what is a reportable truck crash. Trucking companies are required to report to FMCSA all crashes that, first of all, involve a truck. By a truck, they mean something of 10,000 pounds gross weight or greater, or something that has a hazardous materials placard on it, or in the case of passenger vehicles, something carrying more than 9 passengers. That qualifies as a commercial motor vehicle that has to be reported. The type of crash, then, that has to be reported is one which involves a fatality, whether it's in the truck or the bus, or it's outside the truck or bus, or where the vehicle itself has damage that requires it to be towed away, or finally, where there is an injury where a person has to be taken directly from the scene of the crash to a medical facility. Those are reportable crashes. Now, a preventable crash is built off the old standards of the National Safety Council. And the National Safety Council basically has said that to be a preventable crash, it has to be something where the driver has done everything in his or her power to avoid the crash, regardless of what the other drivers on the road or the other hazards on the road, such as weather conditions, may be. So this goes far beyond fault. You know, it was your fault that you hit me. It goes to what could I have done in a reasonable manner to prevent it entirely.
Warren, before this program started, FMCSA's line of thinking seems to have been that if a carrier or driver was involved in a crash of any type in the past, it was logical, at least in the agency's view, that that same driver or fleet was likely to be involved in future crashes. Two questions for you here. One, was that indeed FMCSA's way of thinking? And two, is this kind of logic particularly troublesome for small carriers and owner-operators?
Well, yes, Evan, that was FMCSA's line of thinking, and it goes way back beyond the Compliance, Safety, and Accountability Program, back to the days where everybody in the industry, truckers and safety professionals and regulators like FMCSA, all of us said we have to stop saying accident, because accident says, well, we couldn't have prevented it. We have to start saying crash and focus on what can be done to prevent those, because no one wants crashes. Well, FMCSA carried that thought over into the CSA program and said just merely being involved in a crash is an indicator that you, the carrier or the driver, is likely to be involved in another crash in the future. Well, that's kind of illogical when you really think about it, because non-preventable crashes really do happen. And it's a disastrous line of thinking for small carriers and owner-operators, because small carriers and owner-operators don't have large numbers of trucks, and they don't accumulate large volume of miles that can, you know, dilute their crash history. They get stuck with that non-preventable crash, and it's glaring.
So what kind of crashes can trucking companies submit under the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program for review?
Well, there are eight categories, and I'm going to read them just as FMCSA has written them, so please follow along. The eight crash categories are when the commercial motor vehicle, the CMV, was struck by a motorist driving under the influence or a related offense. Second, when the CMV was struck by a motorist driving the wrong direction. Third, when the CMV was struck in the rear. Fourth, when the CMV was struck while it was legally stopped or parked, including when the vehicle is unattended. Fifth, when the CMV struck an individual committing or attempting to commit suicide by stepping or driving in front of the CMV. Six, when the CMV sustained disabling damage after striking an animal in the roadway. That's like a deer strike. Seventh, when the crash was a result of an infrastructure failure, a falling tree, rocks, or debris. You may remember in Washington State where a bridge literally collapsed onto a truck. And finally, the eighth category, when the CMV was struck by cargo or equipment from another vehicle. From the pickup truck in front of you carrying the mattress that flies off in your face, for example. Those are the eight categories where a carrier or driver can submit a crash for review under the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program.
And Warren, do trucking operations submit crashes for review by the FMCSA by using the DataQ system, which was the focus of our previous podcast?
Now, that's exactly right, Evan. The DataQ system now has a section there for crash preventability. If you go to the DataQ website, as we've talked about before, and you log in with your credentials, or if you don't have credentials, DataQ can help you get some. You click the Add a Request. The request was for review of data. Now you select Request Review a Crash Event, and you choose under that the crash cannot be prevented. At that point, when you've identified the crash, and you can allow the system, by the way, to search out the crash and automatically fill out the form for you, or you can type in the details yourself. But when you find it, you must submit evidence demonstrating that the crash was not preventable. Now, the evidence could be insurance reports, photographs, videos, police reports, maybe you had a court decision in your favor. Many trucks now have in-cab cameras looking at the road. Those are very, very helpful. And finally, the thing to remember is that it has to fit one of the eight crash categories. So, for example, if your crash involved that rock falling off the hillside, it'd be a good thing to take a photo of the rock and take a photo of the hillside to say this one qualifies to be reviewed.
I know before the FMCSA launched the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program, many people in trucking were upset about the FMCSA using non-preventable crashes in determining a trucking company's safety scores. Has the participation in this new program been just as intense as the rhetoric was before it started?
Hardly at all, Evan, and that's quite unfortunate. And what's really unfortunate is, as we said, this is a demonstration program. So we as an industry want to show FMCSA this truly is a problem. The program only runs for 24 months. FMCSA may extend it, but they've only guaranteed 24 months. We're into month 10, and by all accounts and all reviews of the type of accidents that should be submitted, there are just not enough submissions happening. And carriers and drivers who want to change the way FMCSA has been thinking about preventability need to get involved.
So, Warren, do you have any idea what this low participation rate means for the future of the program? Or is it just possible that the problem of non-preventable crashes affecting trucking company safety scores was nowhere near as bad as some people in trucking said it was?
The low participation rate, frankly, is probably due to the fact that it is a lot of work to submit all this evidence. You have to go into data queues, you have to accumulate your evidence, put it in there, and then at the back end, by the way, FMCSA will be posting on the data queue site their preliminary decision as to whether the crash you have indicated was preventable, non-preventable, or maybe they're undecided. And at that point, the general public is being given 30 days to put in their own response. So I think there's probably some carriers who say, I don't want to fight this out on the website with somebody else who knew nothing about what occurred in the incident. So it's a lot of work, and it's a fact that you're going to be held up to scrutiny by both FMCSA and the general public. But it's important if we want to change the issue of preventability and then truly be judged by FMCSA on what crashes occurred because of the safety culture, because of the driving habits of the carriers and drivers, and not because of extraneous forces.
Last question for you, Warren, and it may seem like it has a very obvious answer, but I'm sure you're going to have a very good answer for it. And that is, I understand the point of the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program by the FMCSA is to make sure safety scores are accurate. My question is, whether I'm a fleet or an independent trucker, why should I care what my safety score is?
Well, you should care because the safety score that you get from the CSA program directly relates to, one, whether you can bypass a weigh station. You may not qualify for an electronic bypass system like PrePass, for example, if you have a bad crash indicator. Secondly, the crash indicator, as all the seven basics, determine whether FMCSA and your state enforcement officers are going to come knock on your door. The knock may be very friendly, saying, hey, here's a problem you can fix. The knock may not be friendly, saying, we're thinking about putting you out of business. So it's important to have an excellent safety score. And one way to do that is to keep off of your records those crashes that were completely non-preventable.
That's Warren Heyman, a former deputy administrator at the FMCSA and now a consultant to PrePass. Warren, thanks very much for being here.
Good to be with you, Evan.
And you can get more information about the FMCSA's Crash Preventability Demonstration Program by going to the agency's website at fmcsa.dot.gov. You can also log on to the PrePass site at prepass.com and search for the story entitled FMCSA Offers Relief on Crash Indicator. And that will do it for this installment of Eyes on the Road, a podcast series from Help Incorporated's PrePass. You can find more safety information about trucking by logging on to the PrePass website. Once again, that's at prepass.com. Plus, you can keep up with PrePass online by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also subscribe to this podcast through Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Stitcher. Coming up on future podcasts, we'll take a look at automated trucking technology and what it might mean for the everyday trucking company. Plus, we'll look at the alphabet soup of trucking and related trade associations such as ATA, OOIDA, CVSA, and others. Also, a brief brief history of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, how it develops regulations, and more importantly, what you can do in response to proposed regulations. Until then, thanks for listening. I'm Evan Lockridge, and from everyone at PrePass, be sure to keep your eyes on the road.